We're here at the Toronto Cider Festival, East Street Cider Co. Tell me a little bit about yourself and where you guys just came from, because you're brand new.
So my name's David. This is my company, along with co-founder Ellen, my partner. We're from Goderich, Ontario. We're brand new. I'm kind of the head cider maker. I did a degree in food science in Halifax at Dalhousie University, where Ellen and I actually both met. Ellen did commerce there, business side, and I'm kind of the cider side. And then I actually just recently graduated from Guelph with my master's in food science. And ever since then, I guess this summer, the spring, we've been going full tilt on our kind of new venture here, making cider for Goderich.
And you're here, you've got three ciders that you're sampling. Tell us a little bit about what they are and how they came to be.
So we have our flagship cider, which is called the Landmark Dry. It's just a kind of traditional English dry cider, used with 100% Ontario apples, pretty much nothing else in there. And then the other one we brought, these two are kind of small batch, very small batch. I mean, I only made a few kegs of them just for festival circuits. And so the one of them is called, we call it the Beach Dog. It's a pomegranate cherry apple cider. It's kind of semi-sweet with a little hint of the pomegranates and cherries that are thrown into there for kind of an aging process. And then the last one, which is brand new, kegged it a few days ago just for this event, is it's an unfiltered watermelon mint cider. So it's made with local organic mint from a family friend who owns a farm, and Ontario watermelons as well as Ontario apples. And that's kind of a semi-sweet cider, but it's brand new. But I think I like the way it turned out.
Can you tell me a little bit about your operation and how you got started and how it came to be?
Sure. So I guess we kind of just started like a lot of kind of home or a lot of small cideries and breweries just through home brewing. We kind of got really interested in making our wine and cider, and I don't know, we made a few really good batches of cider and kind of put it together, being like, well, you know, maybe we can make some good stuff that on a bigger scale. And you know, we have a great building that in Goderich that we kind of wanted to embrace into our brand and use. And so kind of from there, we just renovated the space. The building's over 160 years old. It's a historic building in downtown Goderich, and kind of just pieced everything together there slowly over the past 2 years. And up until, I guess, this summer when we finally got fully licensed and got our first batch into kegs and into restaurants in Huron County.
And it's essentially, here is your first big festival event. Do you have any expectations going into it today?
I mean, who's to say? Because we've, like you said, you know, we've never done something this large. I expect it'll be a lot of fun. Already just talking to some of the other cideries around here, some great people. You know, I think it's a really good community, especially everyone's trying to help everyone out. Just, you know, supporting cider, just as cider continues to grow in kind of popularity in Ontario as well as Canada. So it's a really good atmosphere. Just hoping to get our cider out there, meet some great people, and, you know, enjoy the hopefully good weather.
Yeah, hopefully. We're a little worried about the rain later on tomorrow, so we'll see how that works out. But we got Country Night here first, so I think we'll try to make it through the way there. For Goderich, it's one of the spots that doesn't have anything like this literally anywhere around. Locally, what's been the reception that you've had so far?
We've had some really good reception. I mean, tons of people, tons of local bars have just reached out trying to get our cider on tap, and now we finally have cans, so we're starting to kind of branch out further outside of Goderich and Bayfield and Huron County, down to Grand Bend area, Kincardine, maybe Stratford, London. We're very small, so you know, we kind of want to focus on kind of Huron County and our local market before we really venture into the city. And I mean, we do have I think a few bars in Toronto that are going to be carrying our stuff pretty soon. But as far as that goes, we're pretty happy with how everyone has really received us in locally. Yeah.
Well, best of luck for it, but not only here, but going forward. It sounds like you've got yourself set up for a pretty interesting and enjoyable ride, and I hope it goes well for you, and we hope to continue to sample some stuff. We have had your pomegranate cherry, and it's a very nice blend, so looking forward to trying some of the others, and again, seeing you guys down the road with hopefully available up maybe in Ottawa. Who knows?
Hopefully. Yeah. Thanks a lot.